I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, 606 ACS new crew structure and integrated capabilities office. With the U.S. Air Force prioritizing a mission over function mindset, the 606 Air Control Squadron is doing their part to produce mission-ready airmen equipped for the great power competition with field exercises like Primo Specto. This exercise aligns with the Air Force's vision and prepares individuals with the expertise and versatile skill sets required to win in various operational scenarios.
Through innovation, the 606th ACS is forging new tactical command and control crew structures designed to increase survivability and enhance air control. The new crew structure is an agile combat employment-inspired initiative designed to drastically reduce the number of members needed to accomplish a specific mission, as well as streamline tactical decision-making by returning certain authorities to the absolute lowest possible level. Captain Caleb Tolley, 606th ACS Evaluator Air Battle Manager, explains the benefits of the new crew structure.
We've brought down the number on the crew from about 120 to about 26 able-bodied members to go out, set up, and provide air control anytime, anywhere. Within that, it allows us to go out to partner nations or here in Italy and quickly set up, tear down, and then between those two times, provide air control.
Tolley also says the 606th ACS plans to push the threshold by hosting exercise Primo Specto quarterly, with each iteration having smaller crews. I'm Staff Sergeant Thomas Schoberg, AFN News.
Integrated Capabilities Office. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Jasmine Granger. Secretary of the Air Force Frank Kendall established the Integrated Capabilities Office, or ICO, to rapidly modernize and address emerging challenges in an era of great power competition. Kendall says the ICO will support Air Force and Space Force modernization plans. Adversaries are modernizing their militaries to defeat U.S. capabilities. The Department of the Air Force will not let that happen. The ICO will streamline the speed, agility, and innovation of the operational imperatives, focusing on key areas such as resilient space order, joint all-domain command, and next-generation air dominance. Teams from the Air Force and Space Force will provide solutions to these challenges and prioritize modernization. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.